Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redling.
Have you ever wondered what kind of questions should you ask a camp or a summer program that you're going to get your kids involved in? Do you have 10 questions? Well, my guest, who is an attorney with Tellius Law, is Teresa Lynn Sidebotham. And we're going to talk today about camp safety and give you a little checklist. Maybe your kids are already involved in programs for the summer and you're thinking, I wonder if I should have asked this question or that question. So here we go. We'll give you some tips on how to choose a safe, well-run summer camp or weekly camp or day camp. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you.
How did you get involved in working on this project?
Well, this project is related to a lot of the work we do around child safeguarding. So we advise ministries, we train ministries on how to keep children safe in a lot of different settings, including camps. So this takes one setting, which is camps, and talks to the parents about some of the principles that hopefully the ministries have already thought about.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved, and then we'll talk about the tips.
So I have 4 grown kids of my own, starting to have grandkids. So you're obviously concerned about child safety from that perspective. But when I transitioned into a legal career, I landed right in the middle of the Catholic sex abuse scandal with a firm that, you know, advised Catholic entities, and started realizing, wow, there's so much that ministries need to do to keep kids safe, and there's so much that they don't know about. So Tellius Law and its affiliate spinoff, Tellius Teaches, which is a training affiliate, addresses that. We work with ministries, we help train them, and a huge chunk of that is around keeping kids safe. Responding when harm has happened, yes, but wouldn't we all rather keep them safe on the front end?
And that's exactly why I picked to interview you, because my kids, the 2 older ones, 3 and 5, are going to summer camps just about every week. Vacation Bible schools, basketball camp, or, you know, different camps while their parents are at work. And it's a great alternative for parents than having someone hired to watch your kids all summer.
And I was just agreeing, it is a great alternative, especially for faith building and values building.
So what are the questions that we should be thinking about?
Well, the first question, you know, I would go right to those faith values, moral and theological values. You want some consistency in the organizations where your kids are attending so that they're going to support and develop your values, and also so they don't try to teach your kids values that are opposite to your values. So that's a good start. And then we get into some child safety specifics. For instance, reputable camps will screen and train all of their adult workers for child safety, whether they're employees or volunteers. So that's a good question to ask. How are they doing that? And camps will have policies on appropriate behavior between children and adults. What kind of hugs should adults be giving children? Should adults ever be alone with the child? The answer there would be no. But what's good to do? You know, maybe pat on the head or a pat on the shoulder, back slap. If it's a small child who wants to have their hand held, you know, that kind of thing. But there's different forms of touch that adults shouldn't be doing with children, and they should be aware of that, and everyone else should be aware of that.
So how do you approach a camp about that particular question?
Well, you know, any ministry that works with kids, if they're where they should be on child safety, they should actually be really glad to answer the question. So, for example, one of my adult sons approached a church he was thinking about and said, you know, I work in child safety. I'd like to know how you're doing with that. And they're like, we're so glad you've asked. Let us show you around the facilities, how safe we've kept it. Here's our policy. We'd love for you to read it. So they had done their homework, and they saw that as a really important part of their ministry. And they were happy that he asked. If a camp or any other ministry was defensive or cagey or coy, maybe you might not want to trust them too much either.
Okay. What are some other tips?
So we mentioned adults not being alone with kids. There's also the issue, you know, what's appropriate to talk about with kids? Mm-hmm. You don't want them cussing in front of kids. You don't want them talking about, you know, the latest Tarantino movie in front of children or with children. So there's that type of thing. But the camp also should have a handle on what happens between children. Because honestly, nowadays, we're seeing more inappropriate sexual behavior child on child than we are adult to child. And, you know, the same thing with inappropriate language, with internet access, bullying, you know, all that can happen between children. They're not going to stop all of it, but they need to have an awareness and policies and a plan to try to keep that environment safe. And I mentioned the internet. You know, what kind of internet access is available? Have they shut that down in some way? Because one of the biggest ways kids can get into trouble is showing each other really bad things on their cell phones. That would be a whole area that you would hope that they would have thought about.
Wow. My guest, Teresa Lynn Sidebotham, is from Teleios Law, which emphasizes educating and preparing ministries through the Teleios Teaches program. What is that all about? And then we'll go back to the rest of the questions.
Well, Teleios Teaches, you can find it at teleiosteaches.com. We provide ministry training in a number of areas. This child safeguarding area, also ministry employment, sexual harassment training, racial reconciliation. It's all from a scriptural point of view.
That's so important. You know, I've taken those harassment trainings and those different trainings for my jobs on the secular, and I bet the Christian slant is so much different.
Well, it helps us understand why we should bother if we see from the scripture why God cares about it and why it's important to him, how his children treat each other. So we take it from that perspective. We have a lot of professional development training that helps the workplace culture. And one of the best pieces is the same son David I mentioned does a vlog called Stupid Things People Do and What We Can Learn From Them. And you can actually access those for free. They're a lot of fun.
And the name of that again is what?
Well, it's on the Teleios Teaches website, but the vlog is Stupid Things People Do and What We Can Learn From Them.
Oh.
He takes different workplace, you know, incidents, lawsuits, that type of thing, and riffs on them. So it's educational, but also very funny.
So let's go back to the other questions of the 10 that we haven't covered. What are those?
Right. So, you know, we talked about having policies in place, and that's all really great. But what happens if something happens? You know, if there's an accident or an incident, are the children taught where to go if they have concerns? You know, what about the employees? What about the volunteers? Because the camp can't respond if it doesn't know, and it's not likely to know if they haven't properly taught people where to go or what to say. So that's an important one, too. And then there's age-appropriate guidelines and limitations. So, you know, nobody's going to throw a six-year-old on a raft in a class 4 rapid. But what about the camp itself? Are the kids allowed to go into the kitchen where the knives are? Or are the small children allowed to go in where the teenagers are playing in the rec room? The camp will probably want to figure out, for instance, who's allowed in the girls' restroom. And, you know, that may tie back into the moral values of the parents. So parents are going to want to get a sense of which kids are allowed to do what, when, and where. And this includes nighttime. You know, where are the kids staying at night? Who is appropriately supervising them? Are they separated by age, which is a good idea, so you don't have bullying or any kind of sexual activity on younger kids? Are they separated by biological gender? So knowing how your children are going to be kept safe and secure at night is really important. And then again, on the safety and security, and I think this is pretty standard, but anywhere you're leaving your children should be asking you for emergency contacts, should know about health issues, medications, and there should be something in place for if there's an emergency and a 911, can the camp authorize medical care for the child?
And we're talking not only overnight camps, but we're also talking about day camps. We're talking about vacation, Bible school, basketball camps. All of those fall into that safety checklist need, don't they?
They do. And obviously, the camps where you leave your kid for a whole week, it needs to be more robust and extensive than a VBS. But much of this should be present in some form anytime you're leaving your children with somebody else, really. And then I think one more we haven't covered is they should have policies around transporting children in cars or vehicles, one of which being that the driver should be well-trained and well-insured. And then back to our safety rules, an adult will not be driving one child alone in the car. Own child, of course.
So the website is telliuslaw.com, and that's TELIOS law.com, if you'd like to learn more. Now, we just have about a minute left. What would you like to say in conclusion, Teresa, about for parents who are looking at camps and then for camp directors who are wanting to make everything go well?
Well, so for parents, I want to say I'm not trying to inspire a spirit of fear, but a spirit of being well-prepared and giving your kids a great experience, because camps are often life-changing in a totally positive way. And so this is just how to do it right. It's not, please don't do it. For camp directors, or for that matter, anyone working with ministries, if you haven't gotten all your child protection squared away, please rush to a site like the Evangelical Council for Abuse Prevention and get that figured out as soon as possible. You know, maybe go to arteliusteaches.com. There's good programs out there. But that is absolutely critical for the ministry, for the children, for everybody.
Teresa Lynn Sidebotham has been my guest, and she's an attorney with Telios Law. That's TELIOS Law. The website is telioslaw.com. Teresa, thanks so much for sharing insights that we may not have thought about as we're searching for camps for our children for the summer.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Thank you all for tuning in today.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.